So, I want to tell you something right now. The Obama and John Boehner discussions that have either been going on halfway or not halfway or full of, all the way, I don't know what, these things are in and of themselves kind of a sideshow. Now, I don't know whether or not there is going to be a, quote, default or a deal or whether we're going to have, whether we're going to fund the government or any of that stuff. I don't know if any of that's going to happen. And I don't even know, and I don't think anybody listening to me knows, if that really is going to make a difference in the overall, you know. You know what I'm saying about that? In other words, if it's going to make a difference as to the well-being of the government, if we keep on with this shutdown and nobody gets paid and there's a bunch of guys that are thrown out of work, does that mean it's kind of like when Reagan threw all those air traffic controllers out of work? You know, when everybody was thrown out of work and they still were able to make it happen. You see what I'm saying?
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying that that's a good thing?
No, I'm wondering just how serious this stuff gets, is all I'm saying. I wonder how serious it is when a so-called government shutdown of a union or anything else for that matter occurs, and they say it's going to be disastrous, and it isn't disastrous after all. And the thing that I remember is when the air traffic controllers were thrown out of work, and they thought it was going to be the worst thing that ever happened, and they wound up basically, they got rid of the union, and they hired a whole bunch of new guys. I mean, yeah, it put a lot of air traffic controllers out of work, but it put a lot of guys back to work or in work for the first time as air traffic controllers. So, you know, I mean, there's six of one, half a dozen of the other there. Let's talk here with Jack Armstrong, who is a liberal blogger with the Huffington Post. And we'll also have General Galen Shaw on the line with us momentarily. So, Jack, you hear what I'm saying?
Well, I think if I understand what you're saying, is you're saying that the government shutdown ultimately is going to be something that is good for the country. And I think that's what a lot of conservatives want to have happen. I think they want to prove that a lot of these jobs that have been compromised are going to be compromised, and it's not going to cost the country anything. I think that's what you're saying. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not trying to say that. I'm thinking that that's what they're thinking.
Well, if that's what they're thinking, then that's what they're. I don't even know if it's occurred to them to think that. But are you thinking that?
Doesn't make any difference what I'm thinking.
Well, I think it does, because if that's your opinion, it goes against everything that I felt that you knew.
No, it doesn't go against everything that you felt that I knew. What are you talking about, man?
Is that your opinion?
My opinion is this, that putting those people out of work is a bad thing. But my opinion is that there are things that are tried all the time by one side or the other that work out for them. There are things that are tried all the time by one side or the other that are predicted to be ultimate disasters, and it never works out that way. I just gave the example of when Reagan fired all those air traffic controllers, okay? They said that the skies would be unsafe. They said that it would be an absolute disaster, and it turned out that he replaced all of those guys.
All right, so what you're doing is you're sounding like a right-winger, like all of those right-wing Facebook people that you talk about, that want the healthcare program to fall apart.
Hold on for just a minute. General Galen Shaw from Washington, D.C. is also on the line with us. General Shaw, the question that I have here is it possible that the government shutdown is going to get rid of certain jobs that are not needed? Is it possible the government shutdown is going to get rid of jobs that at least are seen to be extraneous and that the country can do without?
Phil, I think it's entirely possible, and I think Mr. Armstrong knows that, and I think that's probably why he's going into your traditional liberal tizzy, or the liberal panic, or inability to breathe, and I find that to be a very unfortunate thing.
I don't have no inability to breathe.
Hold on for just a moment, sir, while I finish what I'm saying.
Let's just one person at a time.
I did hear you say to Mr. Henry, is that how you think? Is that how you think?
No, I'm trying to figure out, you know, where he's coming from, you know?
Where he's coming from? You mean the talk show host's opinion is important to you?
I think it's important to his listeners to want to know.
But why is that important? The discussion here is whether or not there are jobs in the federal government that we can do without, and will this shutdown point out which ones those are?
Well, wait, which ones do you think they are, then, General? Maybe they're the ones of the military or something like that. You think maybe we can do without the military?
Well, that's about as stupid a thing as I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's a government job.
Well, the military is not shut down, but what has been shut down are some of these jobs as park rangers, for instance. Some of these jobs of people manning these memorials or monuments, perhaps they don't have to be open as long. There are jobs of, I'm sure, giving guided tours of a missile silo.
Guided tours of a missile silo?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, you want to put together a list of the jobs that you think are going to be, extraneous, as you say?
I'd like to put together a list of the countries that you come from, because here again, I heard you deny to another guest.
No, I'm not, Mr. Andre. I don't want to speak about this.
Yeah, every guest we get on here that debates Jack, they want to know where he's from. And I just don't think that that's something we need to talk about, if you don't mind, General, because it's been gone through.
Well, it is disturbing, and I'm sure the audience understands, listening to this man's staccato phrasing, it's bothering me, and I'm telling you that I want to know.
I'm going to say to you again, what are the jobs that are extraneous that need to be gotten rid of?
Any job that involves you, Mr. Armstrong.
Okay, General. All right, see, there you go. General Shaw is now gone. I have with me still Jack Armstrong. So General Shaw is gone, and it has to do with your accent. Maybe I need to...
No, it's got to do with my accent. What are you talking about? It's got nothing to do with my accent. What it has to do with, Phil, is the inability of people to debate the issue, and they want to make it about my ethnic origin. I'm American. I've said this many times. I'm not going to go into it anymore.
All right. Fine. Let me get Larry Grover on the phone here. And, Larry, you have assured me that we don't have to make his ethnicity an issue. Larry Grover joining us from Culver City. Larry, the question on the table, and you are decidedly anti-Obama, is this government shutdown, will it get rid of jobs that are extraneous? Will it get rid of jobs that we find the country can do without?
Thank you very much. And Jack, I don't care where you're from. I get irritated like anyone else listening to what I think is an accent. But hey, Mr. Henry, he just made the comment. You know? No, I did not. I said I'm willing to make the commentary without talking about his accent.
Go ahead.
The jobs that I would say can be gotten rid of, as General Shaw pointed out, could be these jobs that have to do with park service, jobs that have to do with giving guided tours of, I don't know if they give guided tours of missile silos, but they give guided tours of the different monuments, and I don't mean the war memorials, I mean monuments that are not to our war dead. Are you willing to say which ones that those is? Oh, man, I hate this accent that this guy's got. I told you, Mr.
All right, so we had to hang up on him as per our agreement. He mentioned your accent, Jack. I apologize again.
Well, it just goes to show you, these guys can't debate a topic without bringing up my ethnicity. And I think that needs to be pointed out and needs to be to spoken of.
All right, let's take a break here. We have Jack Armstrong with us. What other conservatives have we got?
We'll dig a couple up now. No, we got Ted Bell.
Ted Bell, he's a good conservative businessman. We'll get him on the phone here. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445, unless, of course, you have that memorized and you have that embroidered on a doily someplace or you tattooed it on the inside of your thigh. World famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Jack Armstrong with us. We got Ted Bell is going to be up with us here in just a second to talk about this shutdown and what jobs may actually be affected and therefore what jobs may actually be not needed. And what I mean by that is going back in time and history, what... Jack, you there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I think you reset the table a few times. I don't think you need to do it no more.
Well, I think I do. What is it with you all of a sudden?
Well, I talked to Jack off the air, and he said that you're getting a bit redundant.
Hey, excuse me, Jack. I'll figure this out, okay?
I apologize, Phil. I didn't mean to say it on the radio. I just Do you got to keep setting it up, or we could get four more phone calls?
Yeah, man, I got to keep... Wow.
Hey, Jack, don't tell him how to do it. He's going to tell you how to do it.
Well, one thing that they ain't going to tell me how to do it is you. You know?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. Everybody here on the air right now, Jack, is higher than you on the food chain. You understand that?
Oh, baby, you tried to tell me. Oh, man.
That's right. That's right. Read it and weep.
Hey, read this and weep, my friend. I do a blog. I do a Huffington Post, you know.
You do Huffington? God.
You know something, Phil? If you got a guy sitting there who wants to be a jackbone.
Hold on for a minute, both of you guys. You take direction from me, Jack, or anybody here. Not from you. You don't go your own way. You don't talk about how you think it ought to be, or any of that other crap. Now, I got a big enough problem on this radio show trying to keep the personalities in check. I don't need you flipping your lid. From Ted's of Beverly Hills is Ted Bell. Ted, we thank you. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing very good, and I want to say hello to Jack Armstrong. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. And, trying to make head or tail of the things that are being said today.
Now, Phil... You want me to go ahead?
Well, I just want you guys to know what the debate here is. The debate is what jobs may be spotlighted or highlighted by this shutdown to the extent that even after the shutdown is ended, they may be able to say, wow, we don't need these jobs. Let's get rid of them permanently.
All right. Okay. That's my understanding of the debate. Now, the other thing that I also was told, don't reference Jack's accent. Is that it?
That is correct, because everybody that tries to debate me does the same thing. They go, what country do you come from? What country do you come from? And they don't, they never stick to the point. I come from America. You know, enough said.
All right, that's fine. I just wanted to know what the ground rules were.
Okay, you got the ground rules? We will.
I certainly do.
All right, we will start off with you.
Just one thing I want, Eddie, go ahead and close the door to the kitchen, because I'm listening to nothing but, yeah. Phil, I think it's a great point. I think that the jobs that I'm Ted Bell, and of course I run a business here in Beverly Hills. That is the Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. It is one of the premier steakhouses and restaurants in America. I think that given the fact that I am absolutely expert in knowing which jobs I need and which jobs I don't, I think it's very, very important to note that individuals like myself are paramount in identifying these jobs. Now then, can I just say something here at...
Whoa, Caballero. He said that I get to say what I want to say.
Okay, but you're talking like... It's taking you too long to do it.
All right, Phil, do I got to listen to this?
Oh, baby, you almost said something about me being from another country.
No, I did not. I'm asking Mr. Henry, do I got to listen to this guy?
No, you do not. Jack, let Ted spit it out at his own speed.
Well, okay, that's what she said, you know. Oh, man, what a crude creep. What a crude creep.
I don't want to hear that, Jack.
Jack, not good, okay?
What did I say? I said that's what she said. That is you're a crude creep for saying that in the presence of a lady.
Who's the lady, you?
You know something? I don't care if I do get bounced off the air. You sound like some stupid-ass Puerto Rican, no good.
Okay, great. I hope you kicked him off the air, Phil, because that's the third guy now, the third guy that has been ethnic with me. Okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about something right now.
What's that?
I'm thinking about how you have baited these guys. You've baited everybody into this.
What? What are you talking about? I didn't bait nobody into nothing.
Yeah, you did. You're talking to Ted and flipping him out, and then that's what she said.
Yeah, that whole that's what she said thing.
What about that's what she said? Well, that's what she said. Well, I don't want to call Ted a she, but, for me...
You know, I'm very, very sympathetic to you, Jack, but you are putting on an act this evening that makes me want to kick you straight in your testicles. I really do. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, okay. That's about the extent of that, the way that I figured that. Okay, that's just great.
All right, we got one more conservative, and Jack, I'm telling you right now, I am beginning to get the very distinct impression that you are baiting these guys and you are causing this because you want it to happen. So if it happens again, I'm just going to go ahead and make the call. It's your fault.
Oh, man, that's so unfair. That's so unfair. That's so unfair. That's so unfair.
Shut up!
Well, it is.
We got Frank Gray is calling us this evening. We've called it. We got Frank?
Frank, how are you there? Frank, are you there?
Yeah, Frank Gray.
Okay, Frank, we got Jack Armstrong. Okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Jack, you there?
Hey, Frank, my man, this is Jack Armstrong. How do you do?
I'm fine, and I don't know why I gotta talk to her, but...
I still see that you have gender confusion. Oh, well. So, do you want me to kick it off, Phil?
Go ahead.
Anytime, sweetie.
Yeah, okay.
Is she gonna get going, or...
Hey, yeah, let me tell you something. Don't call me she.
Oh, what's the matter? Are your nerves getting rattled now, Jack?
No, my nerves not getting rattled. No, no, no.
I don't know what she's talking about, but I wish to God she'd start. Would you tell her to start?
Jack, you gotta start.
Tell him not to call me a her.
Would you please tell her to start?
Don't call me a her!
Wow.
Let me get Frank back on the phone. That was absolutely beautiful, although Frank doesn't know what he did. Frank, honey.
Well, what happened to her?
He's gone.
What are you talking about? Is he there?
Who?
My wife.
I'm right here.
What happened to her?
He's gone. I told you.
Well, what happened to her?
Well, apparently he got upset with the fact that... Never mind, honey.
He doesn't know the gender confusion?
No, he doesn't.
You know, the two of you talking, I'm listening to her talking to my wife, and he's talking back to the host, and she and him are having a conversation. I wish somebody would talk to me.
Nothing, Frank. You did a great job. You flipped Jack Armstrong out, and that's all we needed, okay?
Well, I don't think you should come on too biased politically for the right wing, but I'm very happy I could have done it.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hang up on him, will you? He's snoring.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so there goes Frank Gray. Boy, I'll tell you, this program tonight is about as weird a show as I've ever been involved in. It's about as weird a show as I've ever put my name on. And what happened to Jack Armstrong there?
It sounded to me like he finally lost it. He flipped his lid when Frank kept calling her, which can only lead me to believe that he is... Latin, or of that culture, where macho is everything.
You think that's it?
Well, yes, I do, Phil, but you don't have to lean back in your seat like it's a big thing. You think that I don't... One, I don't care if Jack Armstrong lives or dies. I really don't. I don't care if he lives or if he is fed into some kind of a sausage-making machine after the show. It matters not to me.
Okay, well, there it is. Jack Armstrong debating three different conservatives. I'm going to tell you my read on this. And it is the following thing. It is...
I think they'll probably get rid of the jobs, no question.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Do you mind if I say something?
Oh.
My read on what's happening in Washington as it pertains to the jobs...
A lot of jobs will go away, though. I agree with them. I just wanted to say that.
Sorry.
Okay. My feeling on these jobs... Somebody want to say something?
Yeah, I think they're going to go away.
And there will be ones that go away.
Great, great. Everybody done?
I agree with them.
Fine. My feeling is that some of the... Well, you just said it, so...
Yes, what's the point?
Never mind. All right, we're going to be coming back here, folks. So enough about the debt ceiling and the limit and the shutdown and the everything else, man, okay? There's a new movie out. You probably have been seeing the advertisements for it called Captain Phillips. And it's a movie about the rescue of that ship's captain... Very soon after the election of Barack Obama, it was in April 2009. The only reason why I say very soon after the election of President Obama is I'm trying to place it. I knew it was right after he was elected, but I didn't know which month. And I wasn't even sure it was the year of 2009. But it was April of 2009, a story unfolding when four armed Somalis seized the Maersk, Alabama, an American container ship under the command of Richard Obama. Phillips, and they've made a film out of this. And they have, not only have they made a film out of this, but they've made a film starring Tom Hanks, and it looks pretty damn good. There's also a movie out called Parkland, and there's also a movie out called Rush. So these are, there's like three films based in absolute history that I really got to see, you know.
How do you know they were made historically accurate?
I don't. I don't know if they were or not. I don't know if these films are historically accurate. I don't know if these films are movies that that take a lot of liberty with the whole thing. But we'll see, man. It's going to be a very, very interesting few months here in the fall months as well as the winter months with these films that are coming out that are telling, in my opinion, the most exciting story that can be told, and that is the true story. Rush, Captain Phillips, and Parkland. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. What?
That is the most jarring song.
That's our bumper music, our opening music. Thank you very much, bud. That'll be fine.
That was very jarring. It was very jarring.
Yeah, that's the Beatles.
That's the Beatles.
That was the Beatles. That sounded like absolute garbage. The Beatles are one of, if not the, most quintessentially perfect bands in the history of the world. One of them, and you're telling me that was the Beatles?
Yeah.
Well, that was pure garbage.
You can't call it garbage on it being the Beatles.
I'll call it anything I want. You're telling me that was the Beatles?
How many times you want me to tell you that was the Beatles?
Well, that was absolute crap. I refuse to believe it.
Do you see right there, Margaret?
I don't care what it says.
You refuse that belief?
You refuse to believe it's the Beatles?
Yes.
Why would you refuse to believe that?
Because that was rubbish. What is wrong with you? Are you listening to what I'm saying, or are you only hearing what you want me to say? I'm telling you, play it again.
Margaret, we got...
I said to play it again.
Oh, man. Okay, here.
Get it off! God almighty, that was crap. Crap! Crap!
Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm not.
This is the weirdest night, man.
Well, you want me to find out if she's okay and need to go to a nut house or something?
Yeah, you want to find out if she belongs in a nut house? Yeah.
Because I happen to have an opinion contrary to yours on music.
Because your opinion on this particular song is not just contrary to mine. You don't even believe it's the band that I said it was, even though I'm showing you the name right there on the track on iTunes. You don't believe it's them.
I'm going to say this again to you, Phil. I'm sitting down very clearly. I refuse to believe that pure, unadulterated sewage like that is the Beatles. The Beatles were a great band. And you're not going to tell me that is excrement. That's something that ran runny out of someone's...
Boy, you are... There's something wrong with you, Margaret.
No, there's nothing wrong with... I happen to be a music critic. I am a musician myself.
You never heard the song Revolution?
I heard the song Revolution. I never heard anything as rancid as that. And when I say rancid, I mean something that is so foul and rotten that it has putrefied and liquefied.
Did I do that?
You dirty...
No!
Don't smack him.
Well, I did.
She's got a mental problem, man.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. A mental problem. A mental problem. Doctors, nurses.
Nurses.
All of them. Ambulances, wherever you are, we need them because she's flipped her freaking lid. Captain Phillips, a movie... Now what do you want?
Play it again.
Get out of here, will you? Captain Phillips, a movie that insistently closes the distance between us and them, has a vital moral immediacy. It was directed by... I wish I could read this in English.
May I say something?
No, Margaret, we already got your opinion on the Beatles. This is mine. I'm going to do this.
Well, look at you. Woo!
That's right. We got your opinion on the Beatles, that you don't believe they're the Beatles. And you just told me that... Let me ask you something, Margaret, just out of curiosity. Do you like the Beatles?
You know that I adore the Beatles.
All right. Tell me what band... I'm just curious. I want you to tell me what band is this one. What band is this?
Is that a joke?
No, it's not. No, it's not. What is it? What band is this?
Well, you're not going to tell me that's the Beatles. You're not going to do that.
Yeah, it's the Beatles.
You're a liar. You know what you are, Phil? You're a crawling liar. And I'm saying that, and I want that to be as offensive. You're a crawling, filthy, degenerate liar. But they
don't arrive. Does that not sound like Ringo Starr?
No, it sounds like someone's voice that they sped up. Listen. Does it mean you don't
love me anymore? That's the Beatles.
You're a degenerate liar. I'll just say that. You can keep telling me it's the Beatles, and I'll keep saying you're a degenerate liar.
Don't you even see that it says Beatle on a thing?
I don't care what it says, bud. You guys can write anything you want there.
Ms. Gray, I swear to God, Ms. Gray, I would not lie to you, all right?
No, you wouldn't lie to me unless Phil asked you to.
Ms. Gray, I swear to God, I swear, that's the Beatles. I can show you the file.
Let Robert show you the file. We have all the Beatles songs lined up.
I understand that you think it's the Beatles. I understand that Robert has the file. I'm telling you right now, I know music. And if that's the Beatles, then I have a penis.
Well, I guess you got a penis.
Yow! Try that again.
Don't go smacking him. You're the one that led him into that.
I didn't lead him into anything. Do I look like I... Don't answer that. I can ask Frank if I have a penis or not.
Which night is it?
Why, you dirty...
Well, hey. So you don't think that's the Beatles?
Phil, if that's the Beatles, then my name... If that's the Beatles, then I'm John Lennon. I'm John Lennon back from the dead. I'm John Lennon reanimated with a bullet hole in my chest.
Oh, God!
Turn that garbage down. Turn the garbage down. Turn the garbage down. Thank you.
So not only do you not believe that that's the Beatles, you have to crap all over the memory of John Lennon with a comment like that.
I think John Lennon is... I think wherever John Lennon is right now, which is heaven, he's doing this. He's saying, yay for you, Margaret. Yay for you, Margaret. Thank God. Thank God.
Dave, go one more time.
No. Not one more time. Not one more time. She doesn't want to believe it's the Beatles, and she doesn't have to believe it's the Beatles, okay?
What about this one? Hold on.
Dave, if you keep telling me that this is the Beatles, I'm going to kick your testicles so far up, you're going to look like you've got two Adam's apples.
Oh, man.
I don't think that's funny, huh?
This is the Beatles.
Let me hear it. Oh, would you give it up?
All right, so?
I think what's been done here tonight is really a travesty. I know that you think you're funny. I really do. I really know that you think you're funny, and I think you think that you're entertaining people. But what you're doing, Phil, is dragging the name of one of the greatest musical groups in history, dragging it through fecal matter. You are literally dragging it through pig's fecal matter. And I'll say it again. If you want two Adam's apples, not one, go ahead and keep on pushing me.
Well, Margaret, if you threaten me with violence or anyone here, we'll have you arrested.
Okay, honey. Ooh!
Why, that makes them all sissy?
No, that doesn't make you guys sissy. You want to go shopping for your first bra? I think Phil needs to go shopping for his first brassiere. Maybe we ought to call it No Ears.
Get out of here.
He needs his mama.
You got to find out what's wrong with her, man.
Why me?
Because I ain't going to do it, and he ain't going to do it, because all he does is piss her off. You got to find out what's wrong with her, because she's flipped. She's flipped. If she thinks she knows music, and she keeps telling me that that ain't the Beatles, and she's telling you that, and she's telling a whole world of human beings that ain't the Beatles, buddy, there's something wrong. Something real wrong. It may be that Frank's gender confusion's wearing off.
How you figure that, gender confusion?
I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with the fact that there's some kind of a confusion thing. It might be genetic, for all I know.
It's not genetic.
Well, then what's your problem?
I don't have a problem, Phil. I happen to know music.
Come on in here for a minute, Margaret.
I'll get in there when I'm good and ready. If you don't mind, I'm still wiping.
All right. World famous. I'm telling you that for my money, and it doesn't have to be any. You know, we're not discussing anything that is earth shattering, but for my money, it doesn't take a big leap of faith. Will you turn that off, Bud? Please. You done?
Three guesses. Hold on.
For my money, it does not have to be a lot.
All right, then. Well, why don't you close the door around here, Phil?
How about you do that? How about you? That's what most people do when they're on the toilet. They're responsible for closing the door.
Well, I couldn't reach it.
Couldn't reach it?
That's right.
Can you sing a Beatles song?
I most certainly. Here's a Beatles song that I love. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what do 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 do. That one.
All right, we have that song. This one right here. Listen to this. This is I'm a loser.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
What the hell is that?
That's the Beatles.
Well, I know this. That's not the Beatles.
Are you telling me that that ain't the Beatles?
Turn that off. Turn that garbage off. No, that's not the Beatles. I know the song. That's not the Beatles. Do you understand me, Phil? Nor, if you want to get right down to it, is this the Beatles? This isn't the Beatles. I know the song Lady Madonna. I love the song Lady Madonna. Lady Madonna, children at your boob. Do-do-do-do-do. Maybe this is the beat. Is this Paul McCartney? Who
finds the money? Yeah, that's Paul McCartney.
When you hold on, turn it down. What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me that you getting your head wired and your ass wired together isn't going to fix, okay?
Phil, what are you...
I'm telling you that every song I've played for you has been the Beatles singing it. And you're telling that's not the Beatles. That can't be. That's garbage. You know the song, but isn't the Beatles, huh? Well, maybe it is the Beatles. There's something wrong upstairs, huh? Everything okay at home?
Everything's fine at home, thank you.
All right. Then get your head and your ass wired together.
How dare you use that language?
Well, excuse me, a moment ago you were talking about kicking somebody's testicles so far up in their neck that they've got two Adam's apples.
I thought that was... What's he laughing at? I'm gonna kick his...
Hey! That's enough about that. About the Beatles and about multiple Adam's apples, if you don't mind. I want to get into the story here of Captain Phillips, okay?
Well, what's that about?
I just got done telling you. The guy in the Navy, okay?
Oh, Paul Greengrass. I love Paul Greengrass.
Great. So that's what we're going to do, folks, when we come back after we get done doing the rest of this falderall. Good God almighty. I'm telling you. World famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com and online at philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we're going to be bringing on the line here Dave Castorini in just a moment. We're playing a song right now, part of our bumper repertoire, I guess. I actually would have preferred to have used this as sort of an exhibit, Bud, as opposed to a bumper. But nonetheless, we'll get Dave Castorini on the phone because we are going to be talking here about Andrea True. Andrea True was the singer on that song. And Reverend Castorini, how you been doing? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Phil, very good to talk with you.
Reverend Castorini has youth ministries in Phoenix, Arizona. That song that we were playing there, More, 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 you're familiar with that song, right?
We are familiar with that song, and I wanted to use that song as part of our youth ministry outreach for the coming fall season. How do you like my love? Only we were talking about Christian love.
Now, you got a problem with that because why?
Well, we don't feel we have a problem. I've got some parents of some of our youth ministers who... expressed their doubt that a song such as that is the kind of song that they want associated with a Christian ministry, the reason being that Andrea True was a adult film actress, and the song, they say, reflects a a level of pornographic intent.
Doesn't it?
We don't think it does, Phil. I believe that you can reach people with any medium and with any material. If you listen to the song, she talks about how do you like my love, and that could be Christian love. And then she says, but if you want to know how I really feel, get the cameras going.
Now, how do you interpret that, Reverend?
Well, I think you can simply say, if you want to know how I feel, go ahead and let's roll it, and I'll go out and work at soup kitchens. I'll go out and I will volunteer to feed the homeless. I don't think it has to mean what you think it means. Excuse me, I've got a bad allergy.
Gesundheit.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hold on for a minute. I have a little bit of an allergy. We've been working very, very hard. Maybe too hard.
Okay, but you're gonna be okay, right?
Oh no, I'll be fine. But what essentially I'm saying, Phil, is the song "More, More, More," which sounds like a woman who is having sex in front of a camera. It doesn't have to be that. It can be something else. It can be something that is Christian and can be something that is wholesome.
Now, Reverend, the song "More, More, More, How Do You Like My Love" is a very old song. It's an old dance song. So even if you were able to use that as a youth song per se, isn't the rhythm, isn't the style, isn't everything about the song outdated?
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think it's a wonderful dance song. I think in our youth ministry, we can use any kind of music to reach out to young people. But I don't even think it has to do, Margaret, with a song that's necessarily outdated or a song that is necessarily sounds like it comes from a pornographic film. I don't think that that's the case. I think if it just is a good-sounding song and talks about love, I think that's the most important thing. Love is the most important thing. We use a song in our ministry that is all about love, and I've got a lyric sheet here for it, but let's listen to the music itself. I don't know if you can hear it, Phil, or not.
Hold on for a minute. Why don't we play that off? Let's just play that off of the phone line, but go ahead. Is that it?
Yes, is that the love song?
Yeah, that's the one he said.
All right, get Reverend Castorini back up here for us. Okay, Reverend Castorini, that song is a part of your youth ministry?
Yes, we think that's a song, Phil, that is one of a catalog of songs we use at our youth prayer circles, at our dances, and so forth, and we think it works very, very well. If you want me to get into a more quiet room, I guess I can so you can hear that song better and I can comment on it.
Yeah, because we can't hear the music and you at the same time. We're talking here with Reverend Castorini of the Youth Ministry in Phoenix, Arizona. He's talking to us here about the use of different songs, some of which are rather suspect. Now, this song by Andrea True called "More, More, More" is an example of... Well, there it is. And Reverend, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil, yeah.
Okay. Here's the song. This girl was doing adult films back in the 70s.
That's right, Andrea True. But here, listen to the lyrics here. How do you like my love can be very Christian. If you listen, all right, now you can kill that, but if you wouldn't mind, if you listen to this other song, here's a song that is also about love, but there's no lyrics to it. So we thought we'd write lyrics because we think it's contemporary.
This is also music from a porn movie, isn't it?
I think it is. But good Christian love. I'm going to go and feed the hungry. I'm not a very good singer. Margaret, could you?
No, I don't think I'd want to. Well, I have to tell you, Reverend, when I hear that music, I can smell the sex coming through the door. I'm just being honest.
Well, that hurts because...
Well, it may hurt, man, but...
I'm telling you that, to me, that's music that can be used for... Well, okay.
Okay, bud, you can kill that, all right?
I think it sounds kind of nice.
Would you kill it? Okay. We're talking to Reverend David Castorini on his youth ministry. Well, a couple of the things they're doing, their prayer circles and their...
Hey, Phil, you know, I got a lot to do tonight, man. I don't have to sit here and listen to you and your friends there shoot coke for your nose.
Don't you think that when you play a song like this, it's not going to... You're telling me, in other words...
I think that that is beautiful music that can evoke good Christian love if you have the right people listening to it. If you've got a lot of filthy minds sitting around and dreaming stuff up, like you and Dickman and the rest of them...
Well, don't put me in that mix.
Margaret, good Christian love. 1, 2, 3.
No. Mm-mm.
No is not the answer that I'm going to take, and no is not the answer. Neither.
I don't hear it. And thank you very much, Reverend Castorini, for your, opinions, but I just... Okay, bud, we've heard enough of that.
I'm just as good Christian love.
Turn it off! Reverend David Castorini, whose youth ministry will be traveling to Southern California next weekend, and if you want tickets, don't look at me, because...
Well, that's not very kind.
I'm not trying to be kind. I mean it. If you want tickets, don't look at me. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and of course we'll be online at philhenryshow.com this weekend with the NFL game of the week. We have our pro game of the week, I should say, with Steve Bozell and Ted Bell. World famous Phil Henry Show.